I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. This year's Oregon Bach Festival opens June 25th and runs through July 12th with events in Eugene and Portland. Its wide range of musical offerings will include the new Berwick Academy for Historical Performance, which will debut on Saturday, June 27th, as Matthew Halls conducts three of Beethoven's greatest works in Bell Hall. Matthew Halls is here with me in the KLCC studio to preview this year's festival. Nice to see you again, Matthew.
Great to be back, Eric.
Do you feel settled in now in your role as artistic director?
I always feel very at home in Eugene. Most of my life is spent pretty much in transit. I'm on the road an awful lot, and I'm going to different cities each week. So there is already a sense of coming home when I come to Eugene. It's familiar to me, lots of friends here now, and always discovering new and exciting places. So I think to the extent that I feel more Eugenian than I did when I first came here in 2011, yeah, for sure.
The Berwick Academy for Historical Performance is a new and central element of the festival this year. Give a little more detail of your vision for that.
I think, first of all, it's important to say that for a long time, that style of performance didn't have a strong center stage focus in the Oregon Bach Festival. So it was important for me, coming more from that background, to start to integrate historical performance a little bit more into our programming and to allow people to hear music in different ways. The sounds that we're exploring are different. The older instruments, the gut string rather than the metal string, the calf skins on the timpani, the strange and wonderful natural brass instruments. All these things that make this music sound very, very different. It was a top priority to try and introduce an orchestral academy to the festival.
As a conductor, do you approach the music differently when it's an academy of students?
I don't think so, actually, in essence. But I think also it's worth pointing out that I don't see the musicians coming to be members of the Berwick Academy as students. They are colleagues and they are young professionals, and it's very important not to confuse them in any way with a youth orchestra. This is an opportunity for musicians who are at that crossroads in their careers. They are just maybe finishing conservatoire, the graduate study, or they are just beginning to establish something resembling a freelance career, but it's in the very early stages. This is to bridge that sometimes terrifying gap between study and working as a professional musician.
Overall, in this year's festival, what are some of the themes that'll be presented?
The underlying theme really is from creation to resurrection. Creation is a very important theme given that we are launching new things. Also that we are launching this year's summer festival with Haydn's great masterpiece, The Creation. But then, of course, at the other end of the spectrum, we are closing the festival with resurrection and Mahler's great apocalyptic vision and the idea that you burst through death into a new life, into the afterlife, and that it is through death that we live again. So it's from birth to rebirth, if you like. And that was my concept for this year's festival. And between those two poles, we explore everything in between. We examine the rites of passage. We look at all sorts of challenges and elements of the human experience during the festival.
You have a conductor coming here from Japan, Masaki Suzuki, who will be giving the Hinkle Distinguished Lecture and talking about his lifelong devotion to Bach's work. Talk about what he'll bring to this festival.
We're all very, very much looking forward to the arrival of Maestro Suzuki. Since a very young age, he has been one of my superheroes in the music world. I have no doubt that he will shed new light on the composer's music, and I cannot wait to experience his music making, both with the Berwick Academy, but also in his work with the choirs and orchestras of the Oregon Bach Festival. And he perform a very interesting program of Haydn, the Lord Nelson Mass, and Stravinsky, who's a composer who hasn't cropped up on our schedule for some time now.
Among the rest of the festival highlights, are there any ones that you particularly want to bring to light here?
Paul Jacobs is in town again, and this is the second year of the Organ Institute. This is a very important new initiative for us, and Paul is, of course, an absolute first-rate international organist, and we are very lucky to have him come and share his knowledge and love for organ music with us. There's also this middle weekend program, which I think is a very, very interesting program. We call it the Three B's. It's Bach, Bruckner, and Brahms. It's a combination of three pieces that sit very, very interestingly together. So it should be a very spectacular evening.
Well, thanks for all that you bring into the Oregon Bach Festival, and thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure, Eric. Thank you.
Matthew Halls, Artistic Director of the Oregon Bach Festival. This year's festival runs from Thursday, June 25th through Sunday, July 12th, after KLCC's annual kickoff broadcast on the evening of Wednesday, June 24th, with members of the Berwick Academy in live performance in KLCC's Selco Performance Hall at 6:30 p.m. For a complete schedule of concerts and events, see OregonBachFestival.com. For an extended version of this interview, visit KLCC.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.